This is an encore presentation of The Wilner Window.
Come back for the second hour of The Wilner Window as our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Don Goldberg. Arnie is off today, but I have with me Dr. Richard Podell, our medical co-host, and we had to say goodbye, unfortunately, to Dr. Passwater, but I'd like to continue, if we can, on the topic of protein supplements. You are welcome to call in with your questions. Let me give you the phone number. We have a number of open lines, 1-800-321-0710. That number works from not only the Northeast, but it also works down in Georgia, where we're broadcast live as well, 1-800-321-0710. Especially if you have any questions about protein supplements or related products, okay? All right, let's get to the phones, and we have Morty from Brooklyn. Welcome to the World in the Window, Morty. How can we help you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have heard, and I hope it's not true, okay, that one should not use whey protein isolate or any kind of whey protein because of the casein that's in it. It supposedly, shuts off the cancer-protecting mechanisms that are in a cell.
Because of the calcium?
Because of the casein, I believe.
The casein?
C-A-S-E-I-N.
And that's the milk protein,
right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That is a totally nonsensical concern. Why is it nonsensical? Well, for several reasons. Number one, as we explained at the beginning, there is no casein in whey protein. So that pretty much takes care of it right there, okay? Nope. Whey protein, as I explained at the beginning, is the water-soluble, I think I hear an echo. If your radio is on, Morty, turn it. Okay. Milk protein contains two types of proteins. It contains casein, which is the water insoluble protein, and it contains whey or lactalbumin, which is the water soluble protein. To make whey protein isolate, or even whey protein concentrate, the first thing you do is you remove all of the casein. So, if anybody is concerned about casein as a problem, taking whey protein would be perfect because there is no casein in whey protein. Number two, casein has been utilized. Let's move away from that for a second to answer the other part of your question. Casein has been utilized as a protein supplement. And, of course, casein is in milk, both breast milk, cow's milk, any kind of milk. So it's hard to imagine that now all of a sudden we're going to discover that what we have been feeding our children and to some degree adults for the past 5,000 years or whatever it's been is a cause of cancer. It doesn't really make sense to me. Have I answered your question yet, Morty?
Yes, you have. I mean, when it comes to milk, I guess, perhaps this individual, might have thought that, in other words, it was in there, the casein. And if it is, with the milk, you have all of the, all of the artificial hormones, et cetera. But
well,
now,
yeah, but that's a totally different story. Look, and here's, okay, which brings up a good question. What is there about, let's say, a whey protein isolate, which is what we're talking about? What is there that you might need to worry about? Well, do you have to worry about taking a product like this if you have a milk allergy? Well, what is a milk allergy? Many people say they have that they're allergic to milk, and what they really mean might be that they have a lactose intolerance. Okay, well, that's a good question. Can you take a product like Whey to Go if you have a lactose intolerance? Once again, as I explained at the beginning of the show, the way that you manufacture a whey protein isolate is by not only first removing the casein, the next thing you remove is the lactose. So even if you have a lactose intolerance, a product like Whey to Go protein should not be any problem because there is so little lactose in there that you'd have to be very strange to have a problem. Okay, what about if you have a true allergy to milk? Well, if you have a true allergy to milk, it means usually that you're allergic to the casein. So you might be allergic to milk and not have any problem with a product like Whey to Go. Obviously, you don't go and gulp down a full can full right off the bat, because I said this, you'd want to test it to be sure, but the odds are that many people who even have a true milk allergy might be okay with a product like the Whey to Go. The last thing I want to say in answer to your question, Morty, is, you know, you're concerned about the cancer and this and that. A whey protein actually has a strong benefit to the immune system. People are actually using whey protein not only because of its value as a protein, but because certain of those proteins that Dr. Passwater mentioned, lactoglobulins and things of that sort, have actually been shown to have an immune-enhancing action. So if you're plus, by the way, the product, a Whey to Go, and this probably applies to most reputable companies making products like this, but Solgar on their label makes it clear that Whey to Go is manufactured from a cow. The source is milk from cows not treated with RBGH, the recombinant bovine growth hormone. So if you're concerned about that, they do not use milk that has been treated with those hormones in the product. Okay, Morty, anything else?
No. In other words, the one I've been using all along, you know, then is good. I get it from you, and it's the Now Whey Protein Isolate, which I've been using for years, and I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. It's probably, again, I don't have the label in front of me, but I would think that it's a fine product also. You don't have to worry.
Okay? Thank you so much for your help for clearing that up.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the call. Okay, let me give you the phone number again, because we do have some open lines. The number is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. We're taking your calls, if possible, about protein, but if you need to ask about other related supplements, you can give us a call about that as well. Okay. Well, actually, you know what? There's a friend of mine. Actually, he's my trainer. You know, Arnie and I go to the gym. We try to go to the gym twice a week. And, you know, I'll speak for myself. I'm too lazy to really work hard without somebody kind of driving me. And my trainer is a nice gentleman named Glendon. And, Glendon's on the phone right now. I asked Ira to give him a call. Hi, Glendon.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? Glendon, for you folks, I said he's my trainer. He's a bodybuilder. He does kickboxing. He's just an all-around swell guy. And we were talking about protein supplements at one point, so I gave him a couple products to try. And among those was the Solgar Whey to Go protein. And Glendon came back, and he liked it. So I thought I would let him share with you his feelings about Whey to Go. First, Glendon, tell everybody why you take a protein supplement.
Because my day is so long, and I need something extra in my diet, and I just couldn't find the right one. So when you know, Don told me about this product, you know, I was kind of skeptic a little bit, but trying it, it's unbelievable. You know, all the things that I wanted from a protein product, this is it.
Well, all right. What exactly do you like about it? I think one of the things you told me is that it doesn't feel heavy when you take it.
Yeah, I was getting a lot of problems with phlegm, and a lot of different things was wrong with different products and water retention. But this product, it tastes better, and it's a little bit lighter than the other ones. It was just too heavy, and this one is a little bit lighter, and it doesn't make me feel as bloated and full. You know, makes me feel good, and, you know, I've been taking it for months now.
Great. Well, you know, what Glenn is talking about, many people believe that when they drink milk, it sort of increases mucus. That's been something that's been a complaint about milk for many years. And usually that's associated with the casein. And it's interesting that Glenn brings that up because, as we just explained a few moments ago, there is no casein in the Way to Go protein. So the fact that he finds that this particular protein does not increase mucus or cause the phlegm is not surprising. Many of the bodybuilding proteins are what we used to call milk and egg proteins, which is primarily a casein with a little bit of egg protein. And I'm not surprised that Glenn found that. What flavor do you like, Glenn, the best?
I like French vanilla, and my wife loves the vanilla too. So, you know, she's right beside me right here, and she has so much she wants to say about it also.
Well, we only have an hour, so we can't do too much. I'll tell you what, you know, folks, if you're looking for a good trainer, by the way, send me an email and I'll put you in touch with Glendon, okay? All right, Glenn, thanks for taking a few moments to talk to us about the Way to Go protein, okay?
Thanks.
I'll see you next week, okay, in the gym.
You got it. See you then.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Thanks. All right. That was an unsolicited testimonial, by the way. He came to me and said, you know, that he just loves that other Way to Go. Okay. What time is it? All right. You know what, folks? We'll get back to the phones in just a minute and let you ask your questions. The number here, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. If you have questions about protein, especially also any other vitamin, mineral, herbs, homeopathic, or nutritional topics, give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So? Well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
All right. Now, look, you don't find many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business for that long must mean that they're doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists must be doing something right because this is our 100-year anniversary. What's the reason for our success? Well, all I can say is that we've been trying to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And We do all of this while offering some of the best discount prices you will find. Now, to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we will be giving away prizes, setting up special seminars, health fairs, and in addition to our usual seasonal sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discounts in effect all throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products at from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check out what they are on our website, www.wilner.com, for both the regular seasonal sales and the special anniversary discounts. And if there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website, wilner.com, by phone at 1-800-633-1106 or in the store. While you're on the website, of course, be sure to enter our drawing for the free prizes. Check out all the informative articles, reference material, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices and even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. And, of course, the best thing to do is visit us live at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, your 100-year-old nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to your calls in just a moment.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Do you have mushroom wisdom? In Asia, medicinal mushrooms are relied upon for their unique ability to promote health and well-being. Now, Mushroom Wisdom brings the immunity-boosting benefits of maitake mushrooms to your everyday healthy lifestyle in maitake defraction supplements. Defraction is a proprietary compound largely responsible for maitake's immune support benefits. Mushroom Wisdom extracts defraction from the purest maitake mushrooms, grown in a pristine environment free of pesticides and fertilizers, and brings it to you in defraction tablets, capsules, and tincture. Mushroom Wisdom introduced maitake extract to America nearly 20 years ago. Its maitake defraction supplements are now relied upon by a large number of healthcare professionals and consumers for ultimate immune support, and defraction has been used in numerous cancer studies at leading university medical centers. Experience the immune-boosting properties of Mushroom Wisdom maitake defraction supplements.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell. You're listening to the Wilner Window. Our topic has been protein supplements. We want to thank Solgar once again for making it possible for Dr. Passwater to be with us during the first hour. And I'm going to give you our phone number again. We do have a couple open lines. The number, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710 if you have any questions about nutritional supplements. Okay, let's get to Wally on the phone from Pine Beach, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you?
Yes, I appreciate your program a lot. I learn a lot from it. Very informative.
Thank you.
Okay, and I was wondering what your, first of all, what your overall opinion is about brewer's yeast, and I was wondering what you think of it as a protein supplement.
Okay, that's a good question. Brewer's yeast, or more correctly, brewer's type yeast, used to be one of the staples of a health food store product line. You know, many years ago, you'd walk into a health food store, and what would you find? You'd find bee pollen, brewer's yeast, lecithin, a few things like that, and that was about it. Brewer's yeast is not really on the same level as a whey protein isolate or a soy protein isolate. And here's the reason. Number one, it's not particularly high in protein. At maximum, powdered brewer's yeast or brewer's type yeast product is about 50% protein. Okay. Now, the products that we've been talking about are in the 80%, 85% range of protein. So if you're looking for maximum amount of protein, you wouldn't go with brewer's yeast. Okay. Number two, what about the quality of the protein in brewer's yeast? It's not really a high quality protein. It's sort of in the same category as the soy grain proteins and so forth. Not that that's bad, but again, if you're looking for the optimal type of a protein efficiency ratio, biological value, and so forth, you would get that from the other types of protein, not from brewer's yeast. Now, a brewer's yeast, of course, can be utilized as one of your of many ways of getting some of your protein requirement. Brewer's yeast has a flavor depending on the type of brewer's yeast that you get. There's debittered. You see, brewer's yeast is not really brewer's yeast. It's a brewer's type yeast. The yeast that is actually a byproduct of the brewing industry you wouldn't want to use as a supplement. But it's the same strain, and it's made for the purpose of being used as a supplement. It has also been thought to be a high source of B vitamins, and that's not really 100% correct either. The ones that have the high B vitamins have been spiked with extra B vitamin content. So from a standpoint of a protein supplement, that pretty much covers the story with brewer's yeast. Does that answer your question real quickly?
Yeah, you know, it does, and I really appreciate the information because it's something that I wouldn't have thought of. I you look on the label, it says it has all the amino acids.
It does, yeah.
You know,
but not in the same level, yeah.
Yeah, you translate that into protein, and so you're thinking, right, Okay, that it's a great protein supplement. But now I know it's not. And also, the
I'll tell you what, Wally, if you want to, hang on for a second. We have to take a hard break for traffic. If you have another question, we'll get back to you after the traffic break, okay? We'll be back in just a few moments, folks.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemist is the oldest nutritionally-oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable, nutritionally-trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway, across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, now for a quick check on the traffic.
And as you try to get across the East River at the RFK Bridge, we've got a problem. This report is sponsored by Norwegian Cruise Lines. There is an accident heading into Queens from the Bronx. Two lanes will be blocked off. Queensbound side, though, appears to be okay. Lots of company getting across the Brooklyn Bridge. That's going to be in both directions, and the 59 are inbound Upper Deck a bit slow. You want to go downstairs instead. Traveling in Fort Lee, New Jersey, over on 495, still dealing with ongoing issues just before the GW Bridge northbound. In the express lanes, a couple of cars got together. Two right lanes will be blocked off. GW Bridge, about a 10 to 15 minute wait heading into town. Over at the Holland Tunnel, is going to cost you 10 to 15 in both directions. On Norwegian Cruise Lines, you can get a balcony stateroom for the price of an ocean view, or you can receive up to a four-category upgrade. Book now at ncl.com. Restrictions do apply. Ships registry, Bahamas and the USA. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
As a busy woman, I don't always do the things I need to do to stay healthy. Between work, errands, and the kids, I'm constantly on the run. The real problem is that my hectic lifestyle leaves me vulnerable. So, to help keep my immune system strong, I count on Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. The secret to Kyolic's ability to help you stay healthy and energetic lies in its powerful antioxidant content. Kyolic is also up to 50 times richer in actives compared to raw garlic, and it won't give you that telltale garlic breath. Plus, it's organically grown. While you're busy taking care of everyone else, make sure to take a few minutes every day and take care of yourself. With Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, it's what I rely on to help me stay healthy no matter how hectic my life gets.
Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, yes, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell, who has been relatively quiet today. I'll tell you what, Dr. Podell, after we get done taking care of Wally, I'm gonna turn the microphone over to you for a few minutes.
Okay, you guys have had all the answers.
I know. I mean, I feel guilty not having you anyway. But
you're
but,
just too smart.
Okay. Before we get back to Wally, I do have to tell you that I have to urge you to check out the sales, which are now in effect at Wilner Chemists. As part of our 100-year anniversary celebration, we have all sorts of great discounts in place, including the four CoQ10 supplements from Solgar, the 100-milligram, 120-milligram, 200-milligram, and 400-milligram on sale at 75% off list price. We also have 50% off discounts on products from Bioforce, Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Garden of Life, Healthy Origins, Jarrow Formulas, Natural Factors, and Source Naturals. See, I told you we had deals. Check www.wilner.com for a full listing. Okay. Now, Wally, you had one more question to ask?
Yeah. One time I did buy a Solgar product, actually, and it was chromium. And I noticed on the label that it's derived from brewer's yeast.
Yes.
So I was kind of surprised to see that. But I
No. You shouldn't be surprised. Much of the research, chromium. In fact, it's too bad Dr. Passwater's not here because he did some of the pioneering research on selenium, which has a similar profile as the chromium, in the sense that one of the more biologically available forms is the form that is grown in a yeast culture. There are certain things where yeast or brewer's type yeast has a special value, not as a source of protein. You see, you asked about brewer's yeast as a source of protein.
Yes.
The role that brewer's yeast plays as a, let's call it a carrier or a vehicle, or a source of nutritional chromium is a totally different thing, and that's something where it's very, very valuable. Okay?
Okay, very good. And very quickly, I did read an article one time written by the Bowflex guy, Darden, and he said a 200-pound man, approximately 200 pounds, can only absorb about 72 to 75 grams of protein per day. The rest is excreted. What's your thoughts?
Well, that's what we were sort of, or at least what I was talking about during the first hour. I don't know where he gets that number from, and I don't really think there is a definite number, but there is some point beyond which your body is obviously not going to be utilizing all of that extra protein for building muscle. The excess will be converted to fuel. And, you know, at some point, when do you say, well, gee, why am I wasting money on expensive protein when, so, which is also a reason that I don't think it's such a big deal. You know, people make a mistake of looking at these protein supplements, I think, and looking at what's the protein content. You know, how much protein? They want something that's 101% protein. Well, of course, that's, that's ridiculous. And the companies are, they're falling over each other trying to make the amount of protein per serving bigger than the next guy's. Well,
right.
all they're doing is increasing the serving size. So, if you take a 50-gram a dose, if you take a whole cup of protein powder and put it into a deal, you're going to be getting more protein than if you only took a half a cup of protein. But that's not really what's important. And I think also, it doesn't hurt to have a little bit of carbohydrate mixed in with that protein. Now, the Solgar way to go, by the way, no pun intended, I think, if I remember correctly, the chocolate and the strawberry has a little bit of fructose in there. Not a lot, just a little bit, because, you really you want to have it taste good. If it tastes terrible, who cares how good it is if you're not going to use it? They put a little bit of fructose, a little bit of in the, I think, the chocolate and the strawberry. And because, by the way, the chocolate is not chocolate. It is a cocoa base, which is a true natural flavor, but you have to have a little bit of sweetness to bring out the flavor. And I think to keep the protein at 20 grams, they increase the serving size a little bit. Well, so a little bit of carbohydrate with your protein is actually, in my opinion, a good idea.
And I'll tell you something else. These people taking all of this protein all the time, some of these bodybuilders, they may be taking too much and they may risk damaging their kidneys.
Yeah, well, yes.
Yeah, the key issue for everybody listening, if you have kidney disease, then proteins, minerals, all sorts of things can be dangerous. Most of these things, regular people with healthy kidneys can take huge amounts of most anything. But with kidney disease, you can't. And so that's always the caveat we have to keep in mind.
Right. Okay. I appreciate you guys very much. Thanks a lot for suffering me. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Wally.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
All right. Let me give the phone number one more time, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710 if you have any questions about the protein or nutritional supplements. As I promised, Dr. Podell, I've sort of been hogging the microphone today. Number one, do you have any other comments relating to the protein issue that you think we should cover?
No, I think we've covered the protein issue.
Okay. Now, I know, you know, you weren't here for a couple of weeks. I think part of the reason
we were in
Hawaii. I thought maybe you were attending some medical.
No, not really.
No,
we actually took vacation.
Plain old vacation. Oh,
haven't done that
in
a long time.
I was going to ask you what you learned at these various seminars. You could have kind of, you know, played along with this and made believe you were, studying all the latest developments on the chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia or something. But
I learned about time zone shifting. Let me tell you that 5 hours.
Okay. Did you? You didn't use any melatonin, did you?
No, did not. I simply got up at 5 a.m.
Okay. All right, good. All right, let's see. Let's talk to Bill in Georgia. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Bill. How can we help you today?
Yes, I just had two comments. The first was with regard to casein being bad for the body. I've heard that pasteurized milk can be a real problem with casein. I don't know about causing cancer, but certainly pasteurization is something to consider. That wouldn't affect your whey protein.
Well, it's you know, pasteurization, once again, is a... you could arguably say pasteurization causes some degree of denaturization. I say arguably because if properly done, pasteurization is not supposed to affect the quality of the milk. But there are people out there who are devotees of the raw milk approach. I personally would not do it because I don't think that the benefit of raw milk offsets the potential danger of the bacterial contamination, the microbial contamination. If you believe that that pasteurization is a problem, that's more a problem with its effect on milk in general. I don't really think it there's any basis for trying to talk about the specific components of milk like casein. A pasteurization is something important for milk. I don't think it's important in the discussion of protein isolates. I hope you understand what I'm in my reason for differentiating that.
Oh yes, I understand.
Okay, what's the other part of your question?
The other part is just in general, in terms of denaturing proteins. As I understand it, isn't that what the stomach acid is supposed to do?
Well, of course, that's why if you were listening earlier in the show, that's why I sort of hesitated when answering that question, because in the health food business, from a marketing standpoint, we like to kind of come up with certain buzzwords, negative buzzwords as well as positive buzzwords. And in general, you know, we all believe in this business that as close as you can keep the food to its raw state, generally speaking, the healthier that food is. But that doesn't always work out that way. Like I said, I gave the example of the soy protein. Raw soybeans is not healthy. Okay, I think if I remember correctly, folic acid, the same thing happens. If you a tomato sauce where you've cooked it, gives you will get more folic acid from the tomato sauce that way than you do in food, in raw food. So we have to be a little bit careful with some of these generalization and buzzwords. And your point, Bill, is very well taken. To get the amino acids from the protein, yes, your body, the acid and the enzymes in your body breaks down that protein into various smaller fragments called peptides. Dr. Passwater mentioned that. And it's these peptides that get absorbed and get broken down further into the amino acids and used for rebuilding tissue. So you're absolutely right, Bill. And that's why I'm saying this thing with the denaturization doesn't really apply that much to this type of product. Does that answer you okay?
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that call, Bill.
If you have time, I want to raise a separate subject, if we can.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Okay. Let's take a break, Dr. Podell. It's about that time. And then when we come back from the break, I will turn the microphone over to you, okay?
Right.
All right. So, as I say, we do have a break coming up. Let me give you the phone number. We still have a couple free lines, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about protein or other supplements, but mostly protein, please feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in a moment.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex. This gluten-free, kosher-certified formula brings together both sides of the vitamin E family, tocopherols and tocotrienols, with especially high levels of the gamma form. Recent research has found that a total vitamin E complex containing all of the family members, including alpha, beta, delta, and gamma tocopherols and tocotrienols, may provide more heart health benefits than just alpha tocopherol alone. So although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex, another cardio support formula from Blue Bonnet, available at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course. You'll love it.
Outside my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. Welcome back once again to the Wilner Window. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell. We're answering your questions about nutritional supplements, in this case, protein in particular. Before we get back to our discussion, I just want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth, as part of Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration, the two New Chapter products, Prostate 5LX 60 size and Everyman's One Daily 72 size, are on sale at one half price. I also want to remind you again that mark on your calendar this date, Saturday, June the 4th. I don't care what plans you may have made, cancel them, because you are going to want to attend our big educational seminar and health fair. It's going to be held at the Grand Hyatt Hotel on 42nd Street, right next to Grand Central Terminal. Again, that's going to be Saturday, June the 4th. Stay tuned for the details in coming weeks, but reserve that date now, June the 4th. You won't want to miss it. Okay, now, let's go to Dr. Podell. You wanted to bring up something else. Go ahead.
This is something that I'd really like to throw out to people because I don't have an answer, but I'd like people to look at this and then give us the answers. I've been reading a bit about alpha-lipoic acid of late, and as you probably know, or some people know, Don knows, it's been used for diabetic nerve damage prevention. It's been used as an antioxidant in a number of conditions. However, of late, there was an interesting article using it in a double-blind study as a weight loss product. And, of course, weight loss products, you know, we've had a zillion of them, and most of them don't do a whole lot. But this double-blind study where people took 600 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid three times a day over a period of 20 weeks with no diet, they lost on the average about 2% of their body weight compared to the placebo people that didn't lose any weight. And as a healthful, fairly painless way to lose weight, it seems very interesting. Now, there are animal data that seem to suggest that this really works, but I only saw one human study. So the thing that I want to raise to people who are listening, and they can reply to Don on his blog, perhaps, you know, is this something that might be useful, that is, if folks wanted to go try this as an add-on to their weight loss program, it would seem to be safe, it would be possibly effective. And since no one's going to pay money to do another good double-blind study, very likely, the only way we're going to find out and you're going to find out is if people report into us.
I saw that study, or I saw a little abstract of that study also. And, you know, as you sort of hinted, why not? Why not try it? You know, I always say this, when you have a nutritional supplement, and of course alpha-lipoic acid would fit right into this category, which has so many potential benefits. I mean, look, alpha-lipoic acid in its most basic a concept is a powerful antioxidant, especially valuable because it is both water-soluble and fat-soluble, so it really gets into all the tissues. So powerful antioxidant, been well known now to be helpful, as you said, Dr. Podell, in various neuropathies. Now here we have a study that shows it seems to help in weight loss. Okay, even though we don't know why there doesn't seem to be any downside, I guess, except the cost of the product, why not give it a try? So, yeah, give us, you know, if any of you have any feedback on it, you can leave me a message on my blog, www.dongoldberg.com. Of course, I invite you to read my blog anyway. It's a chance for me to kind of respond directly to your questions, sort of man-to-man, so to speak. Okay, that's dongoldberg.com.
Although, no doubt the majority of our customers are not men.
Well, a man to person.
Okay.
All right. How's
yeah,
that
and
sound?
You can find his blog on the Wilner website.
Well, yeah, there's a link to it on the Wilner website. Okay. All right. Thank you for that, Dr. Podell. Let's see how we do. Let's go to the phones again then, and let's talk to Ray in Toms River. Welcome to the Wilner Window. Ray, how can we help you today?
Well, hi. I take the whey powder, and I think it's terrific, but my wife finds it very binding. Is there, could I give her, I bought a brewer's yeast, and I don't know if that's equivalent or as good.
Well, we had a question.
Yeah, I missed yeast. It. I'm so sorry.
Okay, well, all right. I'll forgive you this once, Ray. Just don't let it happen
again,
okay?
Yeah, I'm
again,
a good customer, so believe me, my daughter
okay.
happened to call me. That's
okay,
what...
brewer's yeast, okay, let me just quickly recap. Brewer's yeast is not really... the same as a brewer's yeast is not really a protein supplement. Okay, number one, it's only at best about 50% protein. Number two, the quality of the protein in brewer's yeast is not nearly as high as the quality of the protein in something like the Way to Go protein. And some people have trouble with the digestibility of brewer's yeast too. Now, on the other hand, brewer's yeast. The fiber content might be higher, and because the protein content might be lower, it certainly is something she could try. Every now and then we get somebody who claims that a protein supplement causes constipation, and you know, it always surprises me because, number one, there's no theoretical reason why a protein supplement should cause constipation unless you're not taking it with enough fluid or you are taking it too much at one time or something like that. My first suggestion is to try to lower the dose, try taking it with meals, make sure that you take a lot of fluid with it, all right, and see if maybe that would solve the problem. Because, again, like I say, theoretically, and Dr. Podell, if you disagree, chime in. But theoretically, I don't think there's any reason to anticipate why it would cause constipation. Now, if she has a sensitive system or something, there may be other related issues. She could try, you know, you can make a nice drink out of it, put it into a blender. She could put in a prune, a banana, some fruit, you know, make it into a smoothie. That's really, you know, for general purpose usage, turning it into a nice, healthy veggie smoothie is one of the best ways to take it, and that should also help to alleviate any potential problems with constipation. Okay? Does that sound helpful, Ray?
Very helpful. Thank you very much. By the way, does that have soy in it?
No. All it has in it is soy lecithin. So it doesn't really have any soy protein, but it does have a little bit of soy lecithin. Okay? And so if she's worried about an allergy to soy, if she's worried about the phytoestrogens in soy, things of that sort, she does not have to worry about that on the Way to Go protein. Okay. If she has an allergy to soy, and if she just walks by, you know, something that has soy and gets an allergic reaction, then she should be cautious. But that's really the only situation. It shouldn't be a problem. All right. Okay. Thanks again for that call, Ray, and good luck with this. Okay. We're going to pause now for a short message. We'll be back in a second.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for.
Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Okay, well, it looks like it's time for us to wind things down for this week. I want to first tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. I want to also thank the Solgar Vitamin Company for making Dr. Passwater available to us during the first hour. I want to invite you to visit us at either Wilner Chemist Store in Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, a block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. Thanks again, Dr. Passwater. Thank you, Dr. Podell, for coming in today, as well as Noah and Ira in the control room. See you folks next week. Bye-bye.